This is Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain. I hope that you're doing... You know what? I really can't even say that. I really can't even say that I hope you're doing well. I guess all I can say is, particularly if you're in the US or other places as well, all I can say is that I hope you are staying safe. That, I think, is the most important thing. Good evening. Good evening. It is 11 o'clock on the 29th of May, 2020. And yeah, a lot has been going on today. And I did want to drop in. It's actually my fourth show today, believe it or not. But I did want to drop in and talk to you about what has been going on with this George Floyd situation. Of course, the riots are, I don't even know what to say, out of control, because that would be to indicate that there's some sort of riot that is in control. But it's gone pretty nuts. And shortly after I did my show earlier this afternoon, where I talked about the potential or likelihood of George Floyd having underlying health conditions and so on, preliminary autopsy has been released. And we're going to go over that, and we want to talk a little bit about the attack on the CNN headquarters in Atlanta, the troubles at the White House, and just this relatively patiently well-programmed insurrection that really is occurring across America and may, of course, spread to other parts of the West and so on. But it is really, really something else. Minneapolis and St. Paul, according to a listener, are under martial curfew and martial law. Why are people protesting on CNN? Well, people should be protesting at CNN. The dude didn't suffocate. Well, we'll get to that. Hello, good evening. Thank you for joining me tonight. And I will, of course, be taking your questions, and we will be getting into the facts which are being released. I can't explain for the life of me why it is that they're taking such a long time to get this stuff out there. It's just nuts. I mean, the fact that I guess the preliminary autopsy has just come out. Free Domain has been on YouTube for like 10 years. Got to tell you, it's frankly a whole lot longer than 10 years. It's 14 years that I've been on YouTube. I was basically YouTube's third user or something like that. It was pretty early on that this all happened with me and YouTube. So that was the situation. And so we'll just make sure that I can see everyone. Everyone's comments. So let's go through this preliminary autopsy. There will be a further autopsy that is coming along, I assume, but obviously they want to get the information out. This came out an hour or two after I finished my last live stream. And George Floyd died Monday from a combination of pre-existing health conditions exacerbated by being held down by Minneapolis officers, not from strangulation or asphyxiation, based on the medical examiner's initial report. Preliminary findings from a Tuesday autopsy conducted by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner found, quote, no physical findings that support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxiation or strangulation, according to the criminal complaint filed Friday against former officer Derek Michael Chauvin. Mr. Floyd had underlying health conditions, including coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease, said the complaint from the Hennepin County attorney. The combined effects of Mr. Floyd being restrained by police, his underlying health conditions, and any potential intoxicants in his system likely contributed to his death. Now, there's some real questions about all of this. The Minneapolis police officer fired earlier this week was charged Friday with third-degree murder and manslaughter after kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Video showed he was unresponsive for the last 2 minutes and 53 seconds. The complaint said, and I quote, police are trained that this type of restraint with the subject in a prone position is inherently dangerous. Now that strikes me as quite interesting and curious, and I don't know if they're trained in this. I'm going to assume that they are. And So if they're trained that this type of restraint, in other words, knee on the neck with the subject in a prone position, is inherently dangerous, that does not seem to be the case that it's banned, right? That doesn't seem to be the case that it's banned. So if he was trained in its use, if it's allowed, but they're warned that it can be dangerous, and if, as was the case with Eric Garner, who had underlying health issues, no physical findings support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxiation or strangulation. Mr. Floyd had underlying health conditions, including coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease. The combined effects of Mr. Floyd being restrained by police, his underlying health conditions, and any potential intoxicants in his systems likely contributed to his death. Now, so this stuff helps and stuff doesn't help with regards to this. So I really want to be clear again. This doesn't justify what the police did, and it may be that the charges that are laid against Chauvin, which are third-degree murder, manslaughter, and so on, that's when you don't intend to kill someone, but your actions result in that person's death, and you had a reasonable expectation of risk or danger, blah, blah, blah. So it may be that what the police officer did will result in a just and fair manslaughter or third-degree murder charge. But this does put into the grave the argument that he was just choked out in cold blood by some psycho-racist cop who, whatever, just decided to murder someone in full broad daylight while being filmed and having a body cam on his own chest. So that narrative must be put by the wayside. Now, people say his heart could not pump blood to his brain because his carotid artery was being squished. Well, that's another question that I have. And we'll, of course, get this when more details come out with regards to the autopsy. So traumatic asphyxiation or strangulation. Now, I don't know if strangulation simply means a blocking of the airways or whether strangulation also includes the carotid artery. That we don't know. I also know that there's something called the eggshell defense, which is that if somebody has a particular frailty, that doesn't necessarily exonerate you from their injuries. Like if you, I don't know, push someone and it turns out that they've got a sore shoulder or they've got osteoporosis or brittle, whatever, right? If you injure them, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not to blame, even though you said, hey man, I had no idea that this was the situation. So we saw the video. Somebody says he died slowly with plenty of time for any reasonable human to realize he was dying. You know, see, this is the thing, man. I get where you're coming from. You know, I get where you're coming from. But here's the thing. I mean, when you sit and watch that video, you already know that poor George Floyd is going to die. You already know that. And saying, well, it was totally obvious to everyone, you know, that's a tough case to make, man. That is a tough case to make. Somebody says a blood choke puts a person unconscious instantly. There isn't a point where someone says they can't breathe further. It can't be done with a knee. It's not possible. Mike Cernovich, of course, who knows something about mixed martial arts, has said that this is not something you would see in mixed martial arts, but then this is not a situation of all of that. We have very little info from a tiny video, says someone, and that is certainly true. We don't have enough video. We do know that he resisted arrest. We do know that at least the police have reported that he was intoxicated, George Floyd, when they got there, and we don't know. Somebody says he died of ventilatory failure, look up minute volume, progressive hypercarbia. Sorry, I don't really know what that means in particular. So blood supply was not cut off, says Valor. Watch a real blood choke and the person goes unconscious instantly. It's not a matter of 7 minutes. It's instantly. The knee on the neck was unneeded. No damage to his neck, says the coroner. I don't think that that's exactly what the coroner says unless there's more that I haven't seen. How do we know he was already going to die from the video? Because the video says, here's the video of the guy who was killed in Minneapolis, right? So let's see here. The cop should have paid better attention. Now, listen, I get where you're all coming from. I really do. And hindsight with the knowledge of the outcome is a very easy game to play. It's a very easy game to play. And so you can say the cop shouldn't have put his knee there. Well, obviously, in hindsight, I'm sure that the cop would agree with you that he shouldn't put his knee there. But the other thing you got to remember, like, this came right on the heels of Ahmaud Arbery. And so when you look at all of these situations, you got Freddie Gray, right? You got Trayvon Martin, you got Mike Brown, you got Sterling, you have Ahmaud Arbery, you have this poor man. The cops know for absolute certain that there's going to be massive scrutiny, significant danger, and possibly the entire ruination of their life should they make a mistake, particularly when arresting a black suspect. So that is something you kind of have to remember. And again, it doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a trial. Of course, I guess there should be a trial in this situation. I don't have enough of the information, but there basically has to be a trial because of these riots and so on. But it's really, really easy. Did this stress his pre-existing conditions? Well, how did you know he was going to die? Then you saw the video. Because it was like, here's the guy who died. Oh, come on, I don't need to keep asking this, right? What do you mean he was resisting arrest? Have you got video of this, Stefan? Yes. Well, not I don't have video of it, of course, right? But if you look online, there are videos. It's taken, I think, from the cop car, and it's a shooting ahead. Sorry, let me know. The camera is angled ahead, and the cops are trying to half wrestle the man out of his car, and he is not agreeing with them, not on all that, right? So that's kind of important. It wasn't obvious to the cops he was going to die. If people believe all four cops knew he was going to die from it, then you're crazy. Of course, like, what benefit would the cop have in just killing this guy, right? So I don't know. And we'll find out, of course, other factors that could be coming into play. First of all, the cop said that he was intoxicated. Their words, right? We'll find out if that's true. And I assume that the toxicology is being rushed in this particular situation, but if the toxicology report comes back, see, like, so George Floyd had a long history with cocaine, and this is something really, really important to understand. He had a long history with cocaine. It seems like he was an addict. He was at one point charged with being a dealer, although those charges were later downgraded. But he did have a long history with cocaine. Now, oh yes, this is the eggshell skull rule. Let me just mention this. The eggshell skull rule, also known as the thin skull rule, is a principle which says that the frailty, weakness, sensitivity, or feebleness of a victim cannot be used as a defense in a tort case. Attorneys often invoke the eggshell skull rule when the negligence of the defendant aggravates a victim's pre-existing injury or condition. In simple terms, the rule says you must take the victim as he or she is found and cannot speculate on what might have happened if the victim had, quote, normal health or did not have a particular condition that predisposed them to a severe injury. This rule protects victims from their own vulnerability, something over which they have no control. And I can only say that somebody sent that to me. I haven't verified it, but that does seem to be something that could come into play. Of course, this would be criminal, not civil, but that's... That's important. So listen, here's an issue. So if you are a cocaine abuser, which is to say you use cocaine, then cocaine can create damage in your arteries, in the arteries around your heart, that most medical tests can't even find. And it does have even relatively young, healthy people have sudden heart attacks that appear to come out of nowhere. And that could be the issue, right? So it could be the issue that... As a result of his prior cocaine use, perhaps he had relapsed. Maybe that's what was going on. So, you know, cocaine gives you the sense of grandiosity, you know, that has you create philosophy shows. It gives you a sense of grandiosity. And this may be one of the reasons why he felt he could get away with stuff like passing along the bill, or I've also heard it referred to as some sort of forgery. I don't know what any of that means. But let me give you a little bit on the situation with regards to cocaine, because, you know, I assume that for you lovely listeners, this is essential information for you to have. Let's talk about this, because this might have an effect on what happened. Now, if it turns out that these sort of underlying health issues were big and serious enough. And if it turns out he'd also gone back on cocaine or was on cocaine, and if it turned out that his heart was half blown out because of cocaine, these things are going to have an effect on how this plays out, right? Okay, so cocaine's heart damage is often undetectable, and this is from Live Science. Using cocaine can damage the heart's smallest vessels, but this problem doesn't show up on routine medical tests, according to a new study. And this is from, it says Live Science. We see many emergency room admissions because patients experience chest pain following cocaine use, said this study researcher. However, a test such as an angiogram that looks at blood flow in the heart's main arteries would appear normal, leaving doctors without an explanation for the chest pain, Kumar said. So you can get into more details about this, but that is a pretty significant situation which may play out when the toxicology report comes back or comes out. So we will find out about all of that as we go forward. So let's look at what's going on, man. What is going down in this crazy world of 2020? What? We're not even half done yet. We're not even half done. Let's look at what's going on. I have practiced not smiling about this for quite some time, but it is kind of important to notice that CNN, headquarters in CNN, is being overrun by leftist protesters that they themselves have whipped into a frenzy. Many are defacing and vandalizing the giant CNN logo outside the building, says Benny Johnson. You're watching Dr. Frankenstein get destroyed by his own monster. And yeah, graffiti on the CNN, there's riots, and they're, of course, using cops in force to defend themselves. I guess they have found the cops to be not quite so racist now that they need them in order to protect themselves. So I guess that's what happens when you piss gasoline on the fire that you've created, that you end up with even more of this kind of stuff. So yeah, we need the final autopsy. We need the toxicology report. We need the body cam video and all of that. And we will find out. These are the kinds of protests I said British parents should have had over the mass immigrant rape of their own children. Yes, that certainly is. Yes, that certainly is the case. Now, there are, of course, a lot of people, and there are a lot of Christians and people that I like, Kaya Jones and so on, who had talked about how he was a reformed man, a man of God. And listen, I understand that. I got to tell you, to be honest, because I've been lied about so much by the mainstream media, whenever the mainstream media starts talking about things like the beloved bouncer, it's just like, oof, you know, like as soon as they start conditioning you right up front with all of this stuff, that's pretty important, right? So I did write about this on Twitter. And if you're not following me on Twitter, I don't know why you have a computer. But so people do say he was a man of God. He turned his life around. He was creating videos for kids to not be violent and so on. But here's the reality. George Floyd was a career criminal. He had a multi-decade career as a criminal. He had gone, he'd been sent to the pen for a nickel. And people say he was reformed, but that's just not, it's not, because a reformed criminal doesn't commit more crimes. That's sort of the point of being a reformed criminal. So we know at least two crimes the day he died. One we can see, the other is reported, and the other is also reported, but not by the cops as far as I know. So he committed at least two crimes the day that George Floyd died. One, he was driving while intoxicated, according to the police. Number two, we can see him resisting arrest, also illegal. And three is this possible forgery or counterfeiting, which he may or may not have had any knowledge of. It might have been that he passed a bad bill without knowing it. All of these things were certainly possible. And that is a reality. So if you think, oh, you know, he turned his life, he turned his life around and so on. No, the day that he died. And I get this sort of after this because of this fallacy, right? So after this because of this fallacy is important. So because George Floyd died after he was stopped by police doesn't mean he died because he was stopped by police. There are a whole series of dominoes that have to fall down for George Floyd to end up dead, which is a very sad thing. Don't get me wrong. It'd be much better if the guy hadn't died. I get all of that. But if he hadn't been intoxicated, maybe he would have made better decisions. If he hadn't resisted arrest, then he wouldn't have ended up with his face down on the pavement. There's all of these if statements. And so this is kind of important. So somebody said, none of which justifies the treatment he got during his apprehension. He was no longer a threat, and the police cut off his access to oxygen. Fault is on them for that. So again, the autopsy reports no evidence of asphyxiation. And so I don't, like, it's hard to sort of figure out what people are talking about when there's actually an autopsy. I get it's preliminary, and there's going to be more that is going to be done, but that is a pretty important reality of the situation, that he did continue to commit crimes. So Kaya Jones, again, love the lady, but she said, if you care to know who George Floyd was, read this, please. He was a godly man, and there's something on Christianity Today. But come on, in his mid-30s, George Floyd's criminal gang performed a home invasion where he jammed a gun in a woman's belly so he could ransack her house for money and drugs. Come on. In his 30s. Okay, there's youthful indiscretions and this kind of stuff. I get all of that. I get all of that. But the reality still remains. He was continuing to commit these kinds of crimes. And I did tweet about this. I did about 12 hours ago. As early as the 1920s, communists promised to escalate racial tensions in America in order to destroy the Republic. It only took a century. And of course, that is their goal. Somebody asked me, what is the voluntarist solution to what's happening in Minneapolis? And I'm a voluntarist, a stateless society advocate. And like, you're coming to a nutritionist for advice about a heart attack. These problems have all been created by the state. By the state. And that is really, really important to remember. So that's sort of the major updates that I wanted to get across. I'm happy to take a couple of cues before I shut it down this relatively short live stream. I did want to drop in this, if anything can be saved, if I can save one building, if I can save one life, if we together through liking, sharing, and subscribing what we're doing can do all of this, then it's worth staying up a little bit late. All right, so if you have any other questions, how do I think he died then? How about you don't speculate on cocaine use until there's evidence he was on it? Well, I'm not speculating about cocaine use because he was busted in the past for cocaine. So I'm not speculating on that part of things. I don't know, of course, if he was on cocaine when he was arrested. So no, that part is, one of those is not speculation. Somebody wants to start a race war. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's natural for the leftists to do. So the other question, I suppose, that's worth discussing, like, my gosh, what are the odds? Look at these last two incidents, right? Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd. Now, what are the odds that the people who killed and the people who died knew each other? It's a big country. And I don't even know all the people who live on my street. I mean, what are the odds that the policeman and George Floyd had worked together as security at a nightclub for quite a long time? Which to me means that they knew each other, they would have to know each other, they would be passing people back and forth, they'd be passing information back and forth, so to me they would have known each other. And if that's the case, did the policeman know about George Floyd's criminal history? It's possible. Now, if, like, Floyd was like 6'6", I mean, he was a big, beefy fella. And if he's intoxicated, if he's aggressive, that is, you know, when you're looking up somebody's nostrils, that's a pretty alarming situation to be in. And if he also knew, as the McMichaels knew about Ahmaud Arbery's history, because the elder McMichael had actually investigated him not too far in the distant past before the tragic encounter down there in Georgia. So The Elder McMichael knew about Ahmaud Arbery's criminal history. If this policeman in Minneapolis also knew about George Floyd's criminal history, that is a whole other wrinkle when it comes to all of this. So, let's see here. The cop is responsible, end of story. Everything else is bull poop. It doesn't matter. It was still murder. Eat poop. You know, I get it. I mean, I understand. We all want to just make things simple. We all just want to jump in there and join the mob with their pitchforks and their brands, and we just want to grab some rope and do justice. So we'll see. We'll see. And listen, I'm entirely open, of course, to the reality that the cop committed manslaughter or third-degree murder. I get all of that. But the idea, because that's not the narrative that was, like, the narrative that there was an accidental death that had a lot to do with underlying medical conditions, that is a very different narrative than what is causing all these riots. What's causing all these riots is black men are being hunted and murdered in the street by racist white cops in cold blood, like all of that real sociopathic, borderline, splitting, monstrous kind of behavior. That narrative, that's what caused it. Like, the fact that this guy died in police custody is a terrible thing. It's a terrible, terrible thing. That he had underlying health conditions, that it was not asphyxiation or strangulation that caused his death. That is a very different narrative. It could be that he was high. It could be that, as I talked about earlier, if he had said to the cops something like, I'm sick with something or other, and spat at them or tried to bite them or something like that, then if he weaponized his whole body, then that might be why the guy kept his knee on the guy's neck. I don't know how much weight he put on the guy's neck. If there was no damage to the neck, it can't have been that much. So we shall see. He did not resist arrest. You got to go watch those videos. I know that there's the one in front of the restaurant. There's another video, I think, which came from the cop car. So, all right. Shall we? This is the worst hot take I've heard. I absolutely hope. I hope that this is a bad take. You know, maybe there is something that it has been completely missed by me or the people I've read about and so on and all of that, right? So we're going to have to just see. He deserved death for the home invasion robbery he committed. Well, no, I mean, that's not a death penalty situation, but it's terrifying. I mean, it's absolutely terrifying. So what happened was, I think one of the members of the gang, I assume the members of the gang, one of the members of the gang pretended to be knocked on the door and said, I'm here to check the gas meter. I'm here from the gas company. The woman opened, realized it wasn't the case, tried to shut it, and they all slammed their way in. And George Floyd held a gun to her belly and dragged her into the living room. I'm sure she thought she was going to be dead or gang raped to death or something like that. And then he ransacked her place looking for drugs and money. He took some jewelry. He took her cell phone and they just ran off. I mean, absolutely, completely, totally terrifying situation. And the woman's life has never been the same again. So, you know, the thing is too, so, I mean, again, I've talked about this before, but the young black male community's relationship with the police is not good, is not good. And that is to a large degree because the young male black community commits crimes at a truly staggering level that is unprecedented to any other group that I know of. So, you know, as I've talked about before, the prevalence of criminal activity, which is not to say the owning of the Federal Reserve, which is the real crime, but the prevalence of criminal activity tends to fall along IQ lines, right? So East Asians, Japanese, Koreans, and so on, they commit the least crime, and then whites commit more crime, and then Hispanics commit more crime than whites, and blacks commit more crime than Hispanics. And this falls perfectly along the general IQ divisions. And just remember, never ever judge an individual by group averages, but when we are talking about large aggregations of data, it's valid to bring these things into into four. So there is a very, very horrifying relationship that black males as a whole in general, not of course everyone, have with the police. And it's a predator-prey relationship. And the predation and the prey kind of flick back and forth between this. And so, I mean, all criminals, regardless of race, have a very uneasy and hostile relationship with the police. And this is the case with the black community. And then, of course, see, the thing is that they have so many people in the media. This is not true of the black community, but all the communities say, well, the only reason that black youths commit such high levels of crime is because of white racism and slavery and blah, 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 and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that the Holocaust was worse than slavery. If I had a choice, I'd rather be a slave than in a Nazi death camp. And after the Jewish Europeans came to America after the Holocaust, it took them only 4 years to achieve income parity with whites. And this is after thousands of years of repression, suppression, exclusion, pogroms, being hunted and being kicked out and so on in European countries. And, you know, that's longer than the situation that occurred with the blacks, and the Holocaust is worse than slavery. And the Jews were able, because Jews have extraordinarily high verbal IQ in particular, they can bounce back very quickly from these kinds of historical horrors. And so people that can't, and if you look at countries like Japan and Germany, two very high IQ civilizations, they bounced back from the Second World War, where they were bombed end to end. Japan had two nukes dropped on it, and the firestorms in Tokyo and other cities in Japan were just absolutely monstrous. They can bounce back pretty quickly. So there is a lot of complexity. Yes, there's racism. Yes, there is poverty. Yes, there is single motherhood and so on. These are all factors, without a doubt. But we're only ever allowed to talk about white racism, which is itself, of course, extraordinarily racist. All right. 1950s African American families were models of good American Christian values. Well, yeah, so, I mean, that's very, very sad stuff. The great Dr. Thomas Sowell wrote about this, how he went back to his old neighborhood and kids couldn't play in the parks and there were drug addicts and needles and everywhere. And he's like, that's not how it was when I was a kid at all. Very, very sad. All right. Stefan, you are wrong. You can tell how much weight is on his neck because of the cop's opposite foot moving all over the place. He was not resisting arrest. Clerk thought the $2 bill was fake. It was murder. Okay, we'll find out. If the cop's opposite foot was moving all over the place, the foot can move and you can still have weight on your leg, right? You can just try it, right? You can go and kneel and you can lift your foot off the ground. I've actually tried this, right? You can lift your foot off the ground while you're kneeling down. So we'll see. He was not resisting arrest. No, he was resisting arrest because when they tried to get him out of his car, he was not cooperating. The clerk thought the $2 bill was fake. Well, that's not particularly relevant to anything. Let's say it was a $2 bill. The clerk is mandated by his company policy to report any counterfeiting to the police. And if it was a $2 bill that was fake, then, of course, this man, right, George Floyd, would have sat there and waited for the police and come to the police, but he was in trouble, right? So the question is, why did this escalate so much? Because I got to tell you, I mean, there aren't $2 bills in Canada anymore. We have what are called toonies, because loonies is the $1 bill, because apparently we're 12. But if I'm in a store and I passing over a fin, right? I'm passing over a $5 bill. The clerk says, hey, I think this is counterfeit. I'm going to call the cops. I'm like, hey, well, anything I can do to help? Sure. I mean, I'll try and remember where I got it from. And that I would talk to the cops and say, wow, I'm really sorry. I certainly didn't know, but what can I do to help, right? And the cops are going to, it's going to be fine. I mean, I've been pulled over. You've been pulled over. We've talked to cops. Cops, a couple years ago, banged on my door and I opened it up and they're like, hey, you shouldn't leave your garage open. Okay. Thanks, officer. Thank you for not arresting me for being on Twitter. And so the $2 bill, the counterfeit bill, whether it's 2, 10 or 20, I've heard a variety of things. It's not relevant to the situation. He did not die because there was a counterfeit bill in play. So my guess is that he pays, I assume that I don't think he knew it was a counterfeit bill if that was the situation, right? I don't think he knew that. But here's the problem, right? So the problem is that he drove to the store because he was in his car and he's intoxicated, according to the cops, right? And again, we'll find out from the toxicology report. Maybe the cops are lying, but I think that would be a bit of a stretch for the cops to report on that when it wasn't true at all, the toxicology report. And he kind of been just a little bit intoxicated because the cop said he's intoxicated. So I think that he passes along the bill. The clerk says, this is counterfeit. I need to call the cops. And he freaks out because he's intoxicated and he drove to the store. And so if the cops say, where did you live? Oh, that's a long way away. How did you get here? Well, I drove. Well, you appear to be intoxicated. So that's a DUI right there. Right now, that's not what you want to be doing with your day. So I'm sure that there was a certain amount of frustration. And of course, if he was intoxicated, he's not going to be making good decisions. None of this, of course, and I hate to have to keep saying this, none of this means that he should have died or anything like that. I'm just talking about all of this, right? So let's do a couple more questions. Let's see if we can do some good about it. He was handcuffed. Absolutely. He was handcuffed without a single solitary doubt. He was handcuffed. And my guess, it's just a guess, but my guess is that he threatened the police in some manner where they felt that handcuffs weren't enough. In other words, he might have said, I have AIDS, I have COVID, and he spat at them or maybe tried to bite them. That may be all nonsense, but there's some reason why they put a restraint on him over and above the handcuffs. And that we'll probably get from the body cam. We'll see. The police union in Minnesota is powerful. Hi, Steph. Great to see you in Australia. Thanks. I appreciate that. I would love to come back, but there's a Chinese commie virus between us. Something has come between us. Well, you know, the thing is, look, there is going to be a huge amount of, let's get sociological for a sec. So I do think that there's going to be a huge amount of easing of tensions in the long run over this kind of stuff. So first and foremost, it sort of reminds me sort of way back in the OJ days, right? So in the OJ days, OJ got away with murder, plain and simple, in my humble opinion. He's absolutely guilty. He's totally guilty. I don't think it was his son. I don't think it was a stranger. I think that he half cut off Ron Goldman's and Nicole Brown Simpson's head. And he was a complete psycho who murdered those two people. And it was pretty damn obvious. And then he got off and the blacks were all cheering. Not all. A lot of them, right? Some of them were appalled, but a lot of them were cheering. And that's was a big shift in race relations in the U.S. Now, this particular situation, it's going to be kind of tough for the race baiters, whether they're in the mainstream media or anywhere else, it's going to be really, really tough for the race baiters to start talking about how bad historical lynching was when you have this kind of situation going on. And I mean, I already have issues with regards to, you know, the percentage of, say, blacks on welfare. You know, when you're on welfare, you are taking other people's resources against their will by force using the power of the state, you know, like a little shadow of slavery. So all of that. So. All right. OJ could have been president. Oh, God. Can you imagine? All right. A couple more questions because you guys are way too interesting. But I really should. Again, I said like four shows today. And I've got a really, really great interview coming. It's taking so long to process, though. I got to leave it running overnight. So let's see here. Oh, the autopsy shocker was that George Floyd did not die from asphyxiation or strangulation. No reason to keep a knee on an unconscious person's throat. See, here's the thing, man. You know he's unconscious because you know what happened afterwards. If you're a cop, the number of people who fake illnesses, who complain about pain, who say that they're dying, that they can't breathe, who pretend to be unconscious and then attack you, it's not a tiny number. It's not everyone, but it's not a tiny number. And people who are big and powerful with a criminal history and who are, you know, intoxicated, they're unpredictable. And so there may have been no good reason to put, for the officer to put his knee on George Floyd's neck. There may have been no reason whatsoever. And they're trained that it's inadvisable. They're trained that it's potentially dangerous. But as far as I understand it, they can do it. And I don't know all that happened that transpired to the point where the police officer felt the need to do that. We shall see. So people watching the cops said he was unconscious. There were four officers. Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know. He might be faking. Again, now we know in hindsight, yeah, it was a bad call, terrible call, right? So we will see. Molyneux, come on, stop making it light. Oh, I'm not making it light. So we'll see Antifa and the anarcho-syndicalists joining in. Oh, yeah, well, of course, Antifa are heavily on the left, and the left has promised to use racial conflict to bring down freedom and destroy capitalism and all of that. When did you become a bootlicker? I think it was pretty much the moment they started making chocolate boots. So this is planned chaos. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Why didn't people riot about the lockdown? Because it was mostly affecting white people? I don't know. I mean, let's see here. It was not on his throat. It was on the side of his face. No one would care, Steph. It would be like OJ, he got away with murder and all that, yeah? What are the training standards for Minnesota law enforcement officers once a suspect reports physical distress? Don't know. We will find out. We will find out. You're making a lot of assumptions about what cops must be thinking. Come on, man. Look, I mean, if you're not able to follow hypotheticals and conjectures, Robert, you got to go to some other channel where people talk about things that are a bit more monosyllabic. So, do you believe the officer started the riots in Minneapolis? No, I don't believe that. People expect police officers to be psychic wizards, for God's sakes. Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, what does the MA mean? It means I have a master's in arts. I have a graduate degree from the University of Toronto in the history of philosophy, or in history, but my focus was on the history of philosophy. All right. Despite this kind of thing being usually a lie by the MSM so far, I have not seen any reason to defend the cop in this case so far. I don't either. I don't know if the cop is right or wrong, but I'm going to keep following the facts no matter what. And if the facts lead that this guy broke training, that this guy used excessive force, and that he's guilty of third-degree murder or manslaughter, fantastic. You know, justice will be served and a great wrong will have been righted. Maybe he died of complications from his drugs. Well, it really does depend on the toxicology report, which we don't have as yet. So, cutting off blood flow is also not asphyxiation. I don't know, is it considered strangulation? Is strangulation only the air? Or if you block the carotid, is that also considered strangulation? I don't know. Anarcho-capitalist cop lover. I like facts, don't get me wrong. Do you watch Corbett Report? I actually hosted the Corbett Report many years ago when he was on holiday, but no, I haven't watched it in a while, and I've been meaning to contact him, so. He stood on his neck. No, he didn't stand on his neck. God. What did he die of then? I don't know. But he didn't die from asphyxiation. He didn't die from strangulation. So we'll see. The cops knelt on his neck for 8 minutes straight. Or for ampersand minutes straight. Yes, that does seem to be the case. So, forget it, Steph. People only need their base emotions in this day and age. Why think? Sorry, let me get this back. This is scrolling too quick. Why think? Yeah, we'll see. Listen, I mean, there have been times, of course, where the cop has been found guilty, and that's particularly fine. How does this take priority over the pandemic? Well, I think so. Go on Crowder's show again. That is how I found you. Yeah, give him a ping. Tell him that you want me back. So, yeah, I did say it was pretty hard to justify when I first saw it, and I understand that, and we will We will see. Hypoxia or stroke from no blood flow to the brain. I don't know if that's covered under strangulation or asphyxiation or not. I don't know. The cop's right hand is comfortably in his pocket and his weight is not on Floyd's neck or throat at all. I don't believe the cop thought for a small second that Floyd's life was in danger. I don't know. Saying I can't breathe is often said when suspects are being restrained. I hear the police usually say, if you can talk, you can breathe. We'll see. We'll see. And you believe the autopsy. Is it that far-fetched to think it was made up? Oh, dude. Of course it could be, but you got to put yourself in the shoes, the rather squishy shoes of the medical examiner, right? So this is being investigated by the FBI. There's going to be countless people combing over every single square inch of all of this. There's going to be independent autopsies. There's going to be reviews of everything that the autopsy guy did. If the guy, I don't know, his hyoid bone was broken, he had bruises all around his neck, his vertebrae was cracked. If you cover that up and release this, and you're going to get caught. Like, the eye of Sauron is all over this, right? So the idea that the autopsy is somehow faked, to me, would be just astonishing. Blood restriction would only lead to passing out, temporary blockage of oxygen. I don't know about that. Didn't the cop have lots of previous complaints? I've heard about that. I haven't found anything about that. If you do have that, please let me know. Please send it to me, operations@freedomain.com. My doctor thinks he died of a heart attack. Yeah, could be the case. All right. Three dudes sat on him. No need to kneel on his neck. And again, I hear you. You see the guy face down and the guy with his knee on his neck. And I get that. And we shall see. We shall see. If the cop was on his neck for 8 minutes, he would have passed out or broken his neck in the first 10. Don't know. You're jumping on this one way too soon. Love your fact-based videos. That's not an argument. I don't know. What am I saying that's incorrect, right? Please explain monosyllabic in terms of one syllable. No. All right, you guys are too fascinating. And wow, look at that. I feel like I'm playing to a stadium here. Feelings. Do you think in the future people will be tried in the court of public opinion? In the future, look at my last 12 or 13 years. And it's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be any coronavirus spikes of the people who were attending these kinds of rallies, right? Or these kinds of riots. We shall see. Everyone should shut up until the investigation is completed. Now, see that? That's not smart. That's not a smart thing to do. Listen, I don't want to sit here and watch videos of people dying, and I don't want to sit here and go against the mob when it's baying for the blood of somebody who may be guilty, may be innocent. I don't want to be doing that. I had a whole other bunch of plans. I got to get ready for this big debate I have on Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to come by. It's going to be a debate between me and Rationality Rules on ethics. It's going to be really, really good. That's what I wanted to do with my day. But I didn't get to do that with my day or yesterday. So it's not like this is some big thrill kick for me. I hate this kind of stuff, to be honest with you. I wish I didn't have to do it. Plus, it's a little bit like Groundhog Day, having covered so many of these things in the past, but I know I do a lot of good and calm a lot of tits out there with this kind of stuff, because we kind of need the facts. So if there wasn't this big false narrative that was getting cities burned down and people killed, then I wouldn't be jumping in with alternative explanations. I wouldn't be jumping in pushing back against the facts. If people did wait for the facts to come in, I wouldn't need to do this. So, sorry, I'm afraid that's a bit of a low brain take. You're going to have to up your game if you want to be here. Stephen is not credible. Well, if you see him, I'll let you know. They're upping the charges to murder one, which means he'll get off. Is that right? They've upped the charges to murder one? Yeah, that's going to be rough. They upped the charges to murder one after they found out that the guy didn't die from strangulation or asphyxiation. Really? Well, I guess they did the same thing with the McMichaels, right? So they overcharge and then they lose. Where can we do super chats? Yeah, I'm working on it. I have been demonetized, of course, because I guess internet money is allergic to truth, reason, and evidence. So, oh, is it Murder 3 and Second Manslaughter? All right. I think it was Murder 3 and Manslaughter, second degree manslaughter. So yeah, I'm working on it, but please, my friends, if you could help me out, freedomain.com/donate, I'd really, really appreciate that. I got a lot of projects in the mix. I got bills to pay. I got like incredible podcasting bills to play, and it's just staggering stuff. I really, really would appreciate that. You know all of the good that I'm doing in this world, and you know all of the courage I'm taking on with these topics. So if you could help a brother out, freedomain.com/donate, really, really would appreciate it. And don't forget, subscribestar.com/freedomain. You get into a whole jazzy snazzy community that we do it. Guthar says, love your videos. Steph, greetings from Brazil. Oh, would I love to go back to Brazil? I had such a great time in Brazil when I went to give speeches there, and I went to go and tell all the politicians how corrupt they were to their face. Ooh, it was something. Floyd died from a cocaine overdose. I don't know. I don't know. Judge Napolitano suggested murder too before knowing the autopsy result. Yeah, well, I haven't suggested any of that stuff, and I think that guy, I used to like him quite a bit, but maybe the that simian brow he's got going on kind of ate his brain. But I think he's gone all over the map. Do an interview for Hannibal TV? It sounds like a cooking show I don't want to be on, frankly. I don't know, maybe. How to explain to my girlfriend the cop wasn't necessarily racist? If you have a girlfriend who's not interested in reason and evidence, you're going to get ripped apart in family court sooner or later and dump her and find a thinking woman. Trust me, it's I've tried both sides of that aisle. Thinking women are infinitely better and safer, frankly. All right. What happens when Trump gets out of power in 2024? Let's not talk about that right now. Let's not end our Saturday night, Friday night before that. Overcharge and then lose sounds a recipe for more rioting. Sure it is. Yeah, they overcharge, they lose, and then you get more rioting. So, have me on your show. That's not the best elevator pitch I've ever heard. So, all right. Where the hell is the National Guard? Oh, when I've finished Doom Eternal, I will get around to it, man. I've wanted to play, and I can feel my skills rusting as we go. But do we think the Democrats are behind these latest racial incidents? Well, I mean, the racial incidents are one thing, and this is just another argument for like having that when races interact, these kinds of tensions are so exploitable. That's the big problem. I'd love to know how well we could all get along without everyone constantly poking it and rubbing acid into these wounds, but I don't know. We're not going to hear about that, and that's not going to happen anytime soon. Women by nature don't listen to reason and evidence. Come on, man. Come on. All right. The mobs at the White House think they're going to take Trump out today? Really? Quick recap. Sure, I'd be happy to. Can I also give you a bunion rub as well? That'd be excellent. Bye, you're doing this video to solicit money. Oh, yeah, because I'm all about just getting money by being so wonderfully popular with everyone and never ever going against the crowd. You survived the full onslaught of the left. Yes, I did. All right. Merch shirts for the debate. Went to donate, but page could not be found. So freedomain.com/donate. Somebody says here, I'm living alone and waiting to die because I hate everything. Have me on your show. All right. Well, if you've feeling the grim pool of nihilism taking you down, then yeah, send me the contact is on the webpage. So, all right. Also, you know, I'm doing a call-in show Friday night, 7 p.m., Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. And the way you get in there is subscribe, a couple of bucks a month, literally like $3 a month minimum, and up from there at subscribestar.com/freedomain. All these people coming in late and asking me to start again. I don't go to a movie late and ask them to rewind. Where's the tape showing what happened to the suspect before he was on the ground? Listen, I want to see the whole. Well, I don't want to, but I think it's important to see the whole tape, right? We want to see everything that occurred from within the shop to when they talked to him outside in the car, everything. I want to see all of that. All of that. We will see. We will see. Diversity has failed. Well, you're assuming that it was designed to succeed. And I don't think... You have to ask, so, okay, of course, if non-whites voted for the left, well, you'd have a wall already visible from space, so... Yeah, oh, so I've heard the copper and the perp worked at the same club for 15 years as bouncers. So the cop had been a security for the club for 17 years. I don't know how long. He hadn't been in Minneapolis, George Floyd, for that long, so... No, and of course... Oh, sorry. I got a... I got distracted by too many interesting people, so I should probably... He moved in 2018. Yeah, it was pretty recent, right? It was pretty recent, so. Laugh out loud, no. You may become monetized with Trump's new rules on social media. We'll see. We'll see. Floyd only worked for the club for a year. Yeah. What would have happened, in your opinion, if the roles were reversed? Well, we know that, right? There was a Somali cop who shot the white woman. There were no riots. There was that career criminal who tossed... That five-year-old little white boy, a black criminal, tossed five-year-old little white boy off a balcony. I think it was at the Mall of America or some big mall. And there were no riots. We know. I mean, there was the elderly white couple who were sniper shot by the black guy while they were visiting their son's grave. And he was mad about Ahmaud Arbery, if I remember rightly. And no riots, so... What happened to your being an anarchist, Steph? Oh, so petty. So petty. Oh, man, you gotta, you know, go get your T levels checked. If you're, like, sniping like some little tween, writing a vicious little diary in a book covered by prancing unicorns, just stop. Just stop this little crappy junk that you people put on the internet. What happened to you in Hindi? Come on, man. Grow up, reach down, nestle the balls of curliness, and just remember that they're there for a reason. So, oh yeah, Stefan is a shill. That's another one too, and a grifter, and halala. I get it. All right. There are quite a few dumbasses in here, but go figure, they are listening to Steph. The Sports Ball Hall of Fame is in flames. We cannot survive this. Oh, very, very sad. I just made a video, says Zach, in search of God, about humbling our hearts before God on my channel titled Bible Plant. All right. Grow some balls is not an argument. No, it's a rebuttal. A rebuttal is different from an argument. Everyone hates Steph. How many people are in your head if you believe that you are a multitude? You know, if you've got that many people in your head, medication may be the answer for you. Why don't you have super chats? Because I'm demonetized and I can't get that. I can't get that. Has only the one officer been charged? Yes, as far as I know it. Thank you for giving the Aussie lady a mention. Appreciate that. Have you ever read Mahabharata? I don't think so. Right. What was in the autopsy report? No strangulation, no asphyxiation. Steph is funded by Big Tadpole money. Ah, the Big Tadpole money. Excellent. Big Tadpole money also funds most of the diets in China, if I remember rightly. Oh my gosh, we've ticked over to the next day. It's now the 30th. So. All right. When will police say enough of this and snap? Well, people are just quitting. Like, they'll just refuse to police black neighborhoods. And, I mean, two of the cops there were not even white. It doesn't matter, right? I mean, you understand that the riots are there to establish no-go zones for the police so that a lot of criminals can do what they want without interference. Oh, that's all. That's all. Is there a possibility things spiral out of control before the election? I hope not. Yeah, it certainly is. Every possibility that things spiral out of control. Because, of course, I mean, the plan here is pretty simple, pretty obvious. I'm sure you guys know what it is. So the plan is to escalate until there are tanks in the streets and then say Trump is a dictator and we have to get him out. And then it just continues to escalate and the media then continues to talk about Trump being a dictator, which continues the escalation. And then you get totalitarianism, right? So yeah, it is. This is why I'm doing four shows today, right? This is why I'm on here at midnight to do all of this. So we love Saint Effan. Oh, S-T-E-F-A-N. I like that. I've heard that, right? Anarchy requires IQ over 85. Well, any kind of reasonable society requires at least an average IQ north of 90. It doesn't mean you can't have exceptions, but you can have a huge amount of exceptions. Was there a guy who threw a woman off the Bay Bridge during road rage? No. Ilhan Omar, some people did something. Oh, yeah, that was terrible. We love Stefan, you clown. Wait, we love Stefan, you clown? Who knows? All right. George Floyd was a porn actor? I don't think that's confirmed at all. I wouldn't know. I don't even know how you know that. I don't even know how you know that. Steph wrote an actual book on the argument. That is correct. That is, everybody loves you. Everybody. Oh, that's an old John Anderson song. Everybody loves you. I just love you a little bit more. Steph is my favorite cult leader. Oh, thank you. I will now let you out of the dungeon populated by a vast majority of fertile women. Always a pleasure. Best YouTuber ever. My mom is a good lady in the hospital. Prayers would be great. Thanks, mate. So please send your prayers to Masterful Mac and his mom. Hi, sorry here, former corrections officer. Stop typing! Sorry about that. I don't mean to panic, but, you know, I'm going to panic. 100% completely demonetized forever? Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. Elias of Sun Hill. Never liked that album too much, but animation is fantastic. All right, well, listen, I really appreciate you guys letting me freak out on the music scene, and I really could do this could do this all day. But I guess we'll... have to pretend that this was all about the other Floyd. So, yeah, thanks everyone so much for a great evening's chat. And I think I did like 9 hours of shows today. Anyway, you'll see them as they come out. And yeah, please don't forget to help me out. freedomain.com/donate. Clearly, I need some new CDs. And you can, of course, join the Free Domain community at subscribestar.com/freedomain. Love you guys so much. Thank you for a great evening's chat and reminiscence. And you can also check me out at freedomain.locals.com. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Minds. I'm on Float. I'm on Parler. I'm on Telegraph. I'm on your mom, too. And to thank her for that, but tell her she needs to do some Kegels. All right. Have a great night, guys. Lots of love from here. I'll talk to you soon.